The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Hello and welcome to Happy Hour, this rendition of it. So as I close my eyes and actually feel myself in my body, I invite you to feel you, feel yourself, feel your body in this moment. And just arrive. Arrive here right now. As I introduce the theme for a couple of minutes, before we even start the meditation, arrive. It's important to arrive and hear with different ears. So, today's theme is somewhat related to what we practiced on Monday, but of course, always a little different. So, on Monday, we did a practice of compassion as a dedication of our suffering for the benefit, for the alleviation of suffering of others. So it was practicing compassion in a particular way. And I mentioned on Monday during the introduction that this practice is related to two different practices. Is related to Tonglen practice, which is a practice in Tibetan Buddhism. And it's also related to the practice of dedication, dedication in general, which is what we do. For example, dedication at the end of every session when we practice, we dedicate the goodness, the merit that has been generated. So I'd like to explore the practice of Tonglen this evening, this morning, wherever you are. And maybe on Friday, we'll see what comes up. Maybe we'll explore the practice of dedication in its own right. But for today, we will explore Tonglen. So Tonglen is one way of practicing compassion, practice of compassion for the world, for ourselves. And it's also sometimes referred to an active breathing compassion practice. So essentially, these are the three parts of Tonglen. I'll break it down and then I'll introduce it and we'll do it together. So the main part, the main thing to bring attention to in Tonglen is a sense of transformation. So basically, the basics of the practice are breathing in suffering, letting it be transformed into healing, into goodness, and then breathing out goodness, healing, well wishes. That's the idea, breathing in suffering as if a cloud, as if a smoke. So basically, as you're breathing in, you're imagining that you're breathing in suffering of yourself or others, letting it be transformed. And then with the out-breath, you imagine that your out-breath is sharing goodwill, your compassion, your wish for alleviation of suffering for yourself and all beings. So one power of this practice of compassion, Tonglen, is that it gets connected to our breath, to the process of breathing, in-breath, out-breath. So with each breath, we're practicing compassion, which can feel really embodied. And you can imagine that we're breathing into our heart center. So it can feel really centered, embodied, connected with the breath, the sense of compassion. One thing that often trips people up is this idea that, oh, it's overwhelming. I don't want to be breathing in and hold in my heart. Who am I, the little me, to breathe all this into my heart and transform it? So the invitation actually is that your heart, imagining that your heart center is this powerful, shiny, bright transformer. It is yours, and it's not yours. As you breathe in and out, it gets transformed. So it doesn't stay. It's not as if you are taking on the challenges of the world. You are holding witness. You are holding witness to this process happening and realizing the capacity of your heart more than you ever imagined. Okay. I'll repeat this part one more time because this is where people get hung up. So please listen carefully. You are holding witness to the process of transformation, of suffering as it's breathed in, into this amazing capacity of your heart for transformation, for care, for love, and as it's shared with the world. Opening up to this incredible beauty, grace, that's beyond space and time. So you, whoever you are not taking it all on, even though it may feel that way. So pay attention to that. Okay? All right. Without further ado, allow me to lead you into exploring the practice of compassion as Tonglen. I'd like to invite you to get settled. In your body, in this moment in time. And just connecting with the breath. Simply connecting with the breath. With each breath, allowing your body to relax, soften, land. Letting your body be relaxed and yet your back to be straight, having a sense of integrity in your sitting, in your posture. Allowing breath to be received in your abdomen for now. Settling, soothing, calming your whole body. Each in breath and out breath. letting go of the balloons of thought. Let them float away. Feeling settled in the body with the breath. Allowing the breath to be received now both in the abdomen and further up in your trunk, in your heart center, in the middle of the chest. And allowing your awareness to rest. When the time is right, only on the chest, the heart center, the breath, or received as if entering, as if the breath is entering through the middle of your chest, your heart center. Yes, there is a fire alarm where I am. I'm going to see if it's a false alarm. And I'll continue for a moment. Equanimity and peace in the midst of it all. And if it continues, I would have to stop the session. Give it a minute. Let's continue with silent practice. And I should leave. I'll leave the room open. We'll continue to practice in community and in silence for the next 15 minutes. I'll join on my phone from the parking lot. Let's keep practicing compassion for all beings who are in distress.
So as you continue to feel your breath being received, in your heart center, and also your breath being breathed out from your heart center. I'd like to invite you, if you will, to imagine that suffering, sorrow, challenges of both yourself and those of people in the world is like a smog or a fog that gets breathed into your heart center. And the heart center, this heart, this place that has this amazing capacity for love, compassion, transformation. It transforms the suffering, the pain, the sorrow into care, into love, into healing energy, into light, into bright light, which then gets breathed out onto yourself and onto the world. And that you're holding witness. You're holding witness to this process. You're holding witness to this process that's happening on its own. It is part of you, and yet it's so much bigger than you. But this amazing capacity of your heart for transformation, for care, for love, is something that you're both a part of, and you keep discovering with each breath in, each breath out, imagining the suffering of beings being transformed, breathing out healing, love, grace, one breath at a time.
And for the last moments of this practice, allowing this practice of breathing in challenges and breathing out care, love, compassion, and the wish for freedom of suffering. Also, transform any judgments, any challenge that might have been brought up during this period of practice. Judging yourself, whatever challenges might have come up. To let the out-breath bring a sense of ease, wishing for freedom from challenge, suffering. A sense of goodness generated in your own heart. Both bringing goodness to all beings everywhere, as well as yourself. Thanks, everyone, for your practice today, for hanging in there, all of you. It's good to see you. Good to be back. So thanks for hanging in there. And I also want to thank Dawn for her support behind the scenes. I made her the co-host as I left and went into the parking lot and shared the instructions on my iPhone. So it's all good. It was a false alarm. Here we are. So would love to ask you if you would like to share your reflections about how this practice was for you or anything. You can put it in chat for everyone to see, or you can raise your blue hand by clicking on participants and sharing how was this practice for you. I see Casey has her hand up. Yes, Casey.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Thank you. I really liked the instructions of the transformation part and the heart center. It was really lovely. I found it really interesting to watch my mind kind of work with the Tonglen practice. I was actually in the beginning doing some Qigong stuff for my chronic pain issues. So when I was breathing in, I was doing the instructions with the suffering and then the transformation, but it was interesting to see that I didn't feel the suffering. Because when I do Qigong and the breathing, it just feels really nice.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And then I just kind of sat and did the practice.
Yeah.
And then my mind went to like all these different directions about how I actually have done like the reverse, where the instructions were to breathe in goodness and then breathe out stress.
Uh-huh.
So then my mind wanted to like do that. And then it was just interesting how I wanted to go back and forth and just like, you know, just watching it and playing with it. So,
yeah.
And I wanted to say thank you because I was actually thinking about looking into Tonglen practice this week. So. Thanks.
So here we go. Yeah, it's great. You're welcome. Appreciate you sharing your reflections. And yeah, and the Tonglen practice, this is the traditional practice, what you were mentioning, kind of breathing in ease and stress, you know, that kind of, that's a different practice, of course. And if you've done that before, your mind kind of wants to do what it's familiar with. And this practice can be so expansive and so beautiful. Just, you know, the heart can sing doing this practice, feeling, wow, with each breath, with each of my breath, it's as if I'm bringing peace and ease onto the world. It just, every breath becomes meaningful, can become meaningful with this. So thanks for sharing that. And I'd like to ask Denise, who has her hand up, please, Denise.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you for the practice. I've heard of Tonglen before, and it was Back in the day, I felt that it was hard a little bit. And this time, I was like, okay, because I arrived with a lot of tension in my chest, a lot of like anger and anxiety. And it was amazing how the instructions that you gave about, you know, you're going to witness it. It's something that happens like by itself and you're just going to witness it. And what helped me a lot that I wanted to share might be helpful for some.
Great.
Is that with my, when I was breathing out love and like positivity, I imagined that this light from the from my heart that was doing a transformation, this light was like physically filling the room. And so my next in-breath, now I was receiving this love that I was sort of coming out of, giving myself out to, for the world, but I was also receiving it. And that started to shift everything. And it's amazing.
Beautiful. Whew, I get chills as I listen to you describe the transformative power of that love, both being received and together with the, so your own love that's, you know, being generated, it's being received as well as the suffering, and it's just suffering and love. It's all beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, Denise. Sounds lovely. Beautiful. Kevin, your hand is up, please.
Hi, Nikki. So first thing is, thank you for modeling equanimity during the fire alarm. My first reaction was, oh my God, like there's a fire alarm. We should do something about it, right? And then you said, oh, let's sit with it and see if it goes away. And I realized there's so many fire alarms in our life, emotions or whatever is going on. And yeah, so that was a good model. Thanks. The next thing is I realized I was kind of visualizing it as a tube, kind of suffering coming in and then breathing it out. But I noticed I was a little bit clogged, so I worked on letting go. And after that, I realized I had a lot of tension that I wasn't aware of before. And after it got resolved, I realized that when I'm breathing in and breathing out, it's a little bit fast. And I wasn't quite sure how to think about transformation, because it seems like an active process where I kind of have to do something with it. And so when I breathe in and breathe out, it's like kind of fast. And so I wasn't completely sure about the transformation part.
I hear you. Yeah. So great points. And here are a couple of suggestions. One is, you know, if the tube comes up naturally visually and you can work with that and you realize it was clogged up, it might be helpful to bow to that image and kind of let it go and just allow the breathing in to be more, not constricted by any tube or anything. The image might be more helpful to let it be more expansive. It's being breathed in, just kind of like, you know, it's, so you're witnessing it being breathed in and breathed out to the whole world. So the sense of expansiveness can help with it not being kind of tight or rapid. And then the same sense of, and this second point I want to give you can be helpful both for you and for everyone, which is a sense of, again, witnessing, because when we are trying to do it, we're trying to breathe in and out, it becomes tight, it becomes fast, whereas your breath is just your natural breath. It's coming in, it's going out, just whatever it is. And this heart, as if it were this bright, I mean, one image that comes up for me is like this bright incinerator, almost like it's fiery, like holy fire. That my chest has this holy fire, or this, it just comes, oh, gets transformed. So lean into spaciousness of witnessing. Lean into the spaciousness of witnessing the breath as it comes and goes. Does that make sense, Kevin?
Yes, I'll try working with or practice working with that.
Yeah, just kind of like relaxing. You're just chilling out. You're, oh, wow, look, this is amazing. This is awe-inspiring. My breath, oh, this transformation. And let it start with from there. And then your engagement can, you can become more engaged.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. You're welcome. Thank you. Great. So, let's see. So looking at the points here, also, yes, Paul, thank you for the comments about the calm and the modeling. And Forrest says, for me, this way of doing compassion helped break it up into manageable chunks, the length of each in-breath. Lovely, Forrest. Beautiful. I'm delighted to hear that. And John asks, if you can increase the volume on your end, you can increase it. There's nothing I can do here for your volume. So you can increase your own volume. And it's 6:50. So we should probably do groups now. Leanne, I see your hand is up. Can you hold on to your comment and we come back to it after the groups? Yes. Whoops, I don't see Leanne anymore. Anyway, so, okay, so I'm going to create the groups now, everyone. Yes, and thank you for those who need to sign off, and thank you, Dawn, for having held the session while I was in the parking lot waiting out the fire alarm. So, and I'm going to create the rooms, and it would be lovely to share, you know, what worked, what was challenging, to share these experiences with each other. So here we go. I'm going to open the rooms now. Whoopsie. No, not now. Okay, now here we go. Great. The rooms are closing in about 3 seconds. Fantastic. And everybody's back. And I'd like to welcome all of you back and ask Leanne to please. Leanne, you had your hand up.
Yes. So I think that the noticing that I had was around wise effort and really had a sense of letting go of efforting on kind of taking on the outside suffering. And so I'd love to hear more insight into that as far as like witnessing the transformation and yeah, and that practice, because it definitely, I definitely felt a sense of spaciousness and in efforting in concentration more than like trying to control that process of like pushing out.
Beautiful. I'm delighted to hear this, how there was a sense of, oh wow, this is wise effort. It's not tight. It's there's definitely awareness. There is a lot of presence with this process, and it feels like it's flowing on its own. It's not tight as it sometimes can be when we're trying so hard. So there's more the spaciousness. So presence, complete presence is what I'm hearing from you. There was presence with a sense of spaciousness that brought a sense of engagement that it was just flow, ease of engagement. So I think you said it beautifully yourself, Leanne. Is there anything more that would be needed? Tell me, because I think to me it sounds, it sounds great.
No, thank you so much for this. I really am so glad I am here this evening.
I am so glad you're here too. Please come back. It's great. Yeah. So, oh yes. So Haruka is asking if we can have the link to the Happy Hour Google group. And yes, definitely possible to post that. And Would you be so kind if you, yes, Neil, to repost it. Thank you. And also to just to say, we discovered for people not in the US, for Canadians, somehow the Bitly link didn't work. You had to go onto Google Groups itself and search for IMC Happy Hour. Just to say that in case you're not in the US and you have trouble with this link, go to Google Groups, search for IMC Happy Hour itself. I see a couple of hands up. Let's make it very quick, brief, because it's we're out of time. So Claire, what's up?
Quickly on what Leanne was saying, because I've experienced a great deal of suffering in my life and worked and gotten involved in a lot of compassionate activities. And in the meditations I've done around this, I start to feel as sort of as part of the universe, mm-hmm. myself gets lost.
Yeah,
and I feel the pain, and then it sort of flows through me. But I'm not aware of self anymore. I lose my selfness, if you will.
Very
interesting. I'd forgotten it. It's a wonderful.
It is, and that can happen sometimes. And as beautiful as that is, and I know what you're talking about. Not to make that the goal, of course. And I share this for everyone, because there is a grace and beauty both to the individuation and the merging. Both of those, there is importance to that too. Yeah, but there is, it can happen that, or there's a sense of grace of just feeling the nothingness, the nobodiness, and merging with that, all that. Thank you, Claire. So I'd like to quickly ask Jerry, please, if you would unmute yourself. What's up?
I was just half asleep because I had just had a snooze here in Toronto, which is 9 o'clock at night when uh-huh. I started. When I started, I didn't exactly hear the directions or wasn't alert him. So I made my own up of thinking of a student I know who's writing engineering science exams and is suffering in his own right. So I continued to absorb that and sent him love and affection. And it was interesting, the effect on myself. I felt more alert and caring.
Lovely. The effect of compassion practice, this giving and, you know, taking on and sending the sense of compassion. Beautiful. So, yes, we have extended our time tonight. So let's end. May our practice of compassion for all beings everywhere support both us, others, and all beings everywhere in waking up. Thanks, everyone. Thank you. And I'm going to invite you, if you wish, to unmute yourself. Let's see. Oh, they've changed the... There we go. You can unmute. All of you can unmute yourself if you like to say goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Adios.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
It was lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.